This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Cody.
We were talking in the last hour about the just sad, sad Libertarian Party that has fallen far, far from its principles. And so bad now that they are not only scraping the bottom of the barrel with these candidates, Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, two former Republican governors. Bill Weld, who has been quoted now in the mainstream media as basically backing Hillary Clinton. The quote is absolutely ridiculous, and I'll share that with you. I was trying to get audio of it, but I've yet to actually find it. But CNN says he told an interviewer on MSNBC, Chuck Todd, Bill Weld, the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, says he's, quote, not sure there's anybody more qualified, not sure anybody is more qualified than Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States.
Sounds kind of like an endorsement to me.
It's darn close to an endorsement. And, you know, then he sort of tried to backtrack and say that Gary Johnson was a great guy and that he loves him and that he's solid and deep. And, you know, it's nice. Nice to say that about him, but that's not saying that he's qualified more so than Hillary for the seat of president.
It just sounds like, you know, so just what do you really feel? You know, like you, Bill Weld, as a person, what do you really support? And that's what's so frustrating with these politicians is you really have to pay attention to try and figure out what they're really saying, what the truth is, and what they're just saying because they're trying to win a certain amount of people over.
They are slimy.
And, yeah, it sounds like Bill Weld is a fake person.
Absolutely.
Whatever he says is not coming from him. It's not coming from his soul. It's not coming
if he has one.
It's not coming from anywhere on a really personal level. I mean,
guy's a former prosecutor.
Get Bill Weld on acid, and we'll get the real Bill Weld. But whoever's talking right now, that's a guy who is another career politician, no different than Hillary Clinton, so it's no surprise that he supports Hillary Clinton.
Listen to this. This is the interview from CNN. Now, this is a different interview than the one where he said that he basically endorsed her. This is a sort of a related question from the CNN interviewer.
Set the record straight and tell me whether or not you would consider dropping out before the election, before Election Day, if it looks like your ticket could help hand Donald Trump a victory.
Now, before I let you hear what his answer is to that question, the fact that that's even being asked of a Libertarian candidate shows that this guy has a huge question mark over his head. The media thinks that he's so obedient to Hillary that if Weld, you know, they're trying to nail him down with this question. If you believe that your campaign is going to throw votes to Donald Trump somehow, which I think that's ridiculous. I think Libertarians tend to pull votes from all over the place, including people who've never voted before. But regardless, this is the narrative of the media. Oh, if you're going to threaten Donald Trump's campaign, or excuse me, if you're going to threaten Hillary, if you could throw some votes Donald Trump's way, would you pull out of the race? Because he said so many nice things about Hillary Clinton. That's why she's asking him this question. The actual Libertarian, if we had one running, if Daryl W. Perry were asked this ridiculous question, he would say something like, I'm a Libertarian. Of course I'm not going to pull out of the race. But here's Bill Weld's response.
Or also say, I'm not going to throw my endorsement towards either of these two people.
That's true.
So the problem, you know, another person to blame, another entity to blame would absolutely be the media, because it seems like, you know, every time there's a presidential election, we see this time and time again, the media will go to the third-party candidate it and start drilling him on the sort of question of, you know, if there was a gun to your head, who of the lesser of two evils would you throw your support behind? Because, you know, to really decode that, what that means is, well, everybody knows that you are an illegitimate candidate. You're not going to win. You don't matter. So, because you don't matter, who of the two people who have sold out enough to be really popular and have a ton of money because of lobbyists, are you going to throw your support behind because you are going to fail?
And if they can get the answer to that question, it basically makes that candidate irrelevant. So here's Bill Weld's answer to this question of, will you drop out of the race if it looks like you will somehow be promoting Trump over Hillary Clinton by, you know, drawing votes away from Clinton? Here's what he had to say.
I think it's doubtful. It's a hypothetical. Let's see how the debates play out. You know, there's some water between here and there. And I've given my word to a lot of people, including Gary Johnson, that we're going to give this our best shot at running the table and taking the whole thing.
Not exactly a strong statement of, no, ma'am, I'm a libertarian candidate and I will not be pulling out of this race. But actually, it might be a really good thing if he pulls out of the race. I think that would be, you know, it's a bad idea having this guy toting around the word libertarian when he, you know, goes on these media interviews and talks about things that are decidedly not libertarian. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WIVC-FM in Indiana.
Yeah, I wanted to get your clarification on something. I've been listening to you guys for a little while. And
thanks.
One of the things I've heard you I kind of drive home is the, you know, the anti-use of force. But it was a while back I heard one of your callers bring up the subject, and it seemed to me like your answer to this was, well, if somebody is using force, then it's on the other person to have the resources to stop that person from using force. So, in other words, it almost sounds like you're saying the guy with the gold makes the rules.
No. Look, there. What we're talking about here is the use of the initiation of force, just to be clear. So, of course, there's nothing wrong with people using defensive force to defend themselves. And while it certainly may seem like somebody with more money would be better defended than someone without, that certainly could be the case. There could also be charitable defense agencies that provide defense for people who can't otherwise afford it. So I believe that people are generally good people. And that, you know, most people don't want to control the lives of others. Most people aren't psychopaths. They're not sociopaths like politicians are. And so most people just want to leave other people alone. If we could only get into a situation like that, I don't think we'd have very much to defend against. But if you did, again, there could be charitable defense agencies. What do you think about that?
Well, it could be. That's what gets me is I hear a lot of conceptual ideas here, but I don't really hear any real world examples of how we would accomplish this.
Well,
bothers me about it.
Have you ever heard of mutual aid societies?
Yes.
Okay. Well, those are, you know, voluntary, consensual groups of individuals who come together to assist one another in a common purpose, whether it's, you know, funding health care or, you know, like a neighborhood watch group or something like that. There are ways that people can come together on a voluntary basis, on a consensual basis, to help one another out. Cell 411 is a great example of this. Cell 411 is a free app for smartphones that allows people to have a decentralized emergency response. You can actually send out emergency alerts now to your friends and family. So you get other people on cell 411, you can create cells. If something's happening, something, you know, medical emergency, something's on fire, you're broken down on the side of the road, you send a quick notice to all your friends or your family members, and then they can show up rather than the police. So we're already seeing ways of people breaking away from the one-size-fits-all government solutions.
And you should take the initiative to think about, taking it upon yourself to be able to defend yourself and be able to be independent. And not
everyone can. I mean, if you're
right,
in a
not
wheelchair.
Not everybody can. Like, you know, right now, it's really a financial issue that's stopping me from buying a gun to make sure I have my form of self-defense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, do you want to be independent? Do you want to own your life? Or do you want to rely on somebody else to keep you safe?
Ted?
I agree with that in principle. I mean, I'm probably capable of defending my whole neighborhood, when it comes down to it. But there's, there's a lot that aren't.
But do you want to leave that to the government? I mean, look, the suggestion here is that, well, if it weren't for the government, that all these poor people would be defenseless, which is ridiculous. It's actually the government that's probably the greatest threat to poor people out there. It's the government that's going around.
And the cause of it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The government impoverishes people in the first place. It steals from them. It then forces them to not be able to actually make money by having regulations and restrictions, licensing laws that keep poor people poor and force them to stay at a job rather than becoming entrepreneurial. Ted, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-453.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Did This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The live Saturday edition continues with me, Ian.
And Cody.
Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't put the idea into action? Because maybe it's a little overwhelming. Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. And it's even better than we'd originally announced. It was originally 30% off. It's now 50% off their regular prices if you go to HostGator.com/FTL. And they make it easy to host your own site or blog. You don't have to be intimidated because HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners by visiting HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Ian and Cody in the studio. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to John listening in North Dakota to our YouTube live stream at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, John. John in North Dakota, going once. John in North Dakota, going twice.
Hello?
Hello, John. You're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're doing a radio show, so what do you got to say? Go for it. If you call into a radio show, John, I know it can be a little... I know it can be a little intimidating, but just pretend like it's just the three of us here talking. And go ahead and make it...
The three of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just the three of us. What do you got?
Were you good when you were in school? Did you make all straight A's?
I did not. What about you, Cody?
No, I doodled a lot while I was supposed to be studying because school was a bunch of crap. Would you agree with me on that?
It's great, Cody. That's what we need is for you to talk some kid into quitting school right here on national radio. And this guy's probably no older. How old are you? Like 10?
Yeah.
All right. I think I did get straight A's at some point in elementary school. I think I did. I don't remember when or, you know, it was a long time ago for me. But as I got older, school became less interesting to me because they kind of make it that way on purpose. It's a government program, and so, you know, they're not really good at doing things, government, and so school is kind of a crappy thing in general. So the older I got, the more disillusioned I became with school. I think that when I was 10, I was still pretty into it. I think. What do you think, Cody?
I don't know. Well, let me tell you this. All right. So school is getting you ready for college. College is getting you ready for a job. And once you get the job you want, well, maybe you've been ready to have that wife that you're going to marry and then be stuck with for the rest of your life in a house while you watch TV every day and just become so bored that you get old and then later on you die. And when you're on your deathbed, you start regretting all of the life that you didn't live. So don't let school be your entire life. Don't let it ruin learning for you. You know, still have a passion for finding new things out, but don't worry about grades. I mean, that's some superior, as they call it, you know, giving you a judgment, a letter grade on who you are as a person, how smart you are. What you really want to worry about is what do you care about? And nobody's ever going to judge you about what you care about. It's a practice.
Well,
it's
your
a practice.
Parents might.
Like, you know, like if you're into music. You know, it's not like you get graded on your music if you're playing guitar, playing drums.
Yeah.
It's a practice. You just have fun with it, and you get better every day, and you don't worry about, at the end of the day, who's going to judge you on it.
Yeah, it's not like when you mess up, it's not going to be your life or something like that.
In school, certainly not. A lot of people do, and thank you, by the way, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts and the questions. But in school, it feels like that if you fail something or if you don't, you know, do a good job on whatever the project is, you disappoint the teacher or whatever, then it's the end of the world. Or, you know, your girlfriend breaks up with you, it's the end of the world, right?
Right,
like,
right.
You don't have
so either way, it means either, yeah, right. So, you know, if you get a bad grade, it means you're dumb. If you get broken up with, it means you're not really a man if you're a guy.
Or that you'll always be a failure. You failed on this, so therefore you're going to be a failure at life.
Right.
The reality
so
is,
what you're
is
doing,
school doesn't really count for much of anything in life.
You're basing your idea on yourself on what other people are telling you. So do you want to believe what other people are telling you about who you are as a person, how smart you are? Or do you want to make that decision for yourself? Do you want to tell yourself that you're actually, you know, you have a reason to be here, you're successful, and you can do what you want to do, and not worry about anybody else's judgment? And, you know, really, when it comes to the state, they've got a judgment against you. The judgment is that you aren't free, you don't have free will, you are a slave. Your decisions, you can't make your own decisions. You don't have the ability to make your own decisions. So, you know, part of the whole waking up process of coming to liberty means believing that, you know, you are important enough as a human being, a person with consciousness, to be able to have the willpower to make your own decisions and not have that made for you. You know, not have your life be dictated by the guy you believe in that you vote for that's so super special. But no. You, yourself, are just as important as somebody running for office as president. You're both humans. You both have the same, perception of reality,
right.
Kind of. You know, you just have been indoctrinated into believing that somebody else is superior to you. And really, we're all
stinks too.
We're all just a bunch of monkeys living on a rock in space, and there's really no difference between all of us, except some people have gotten this idea that they believe they can own other people, and they're in charge of other people because they say so, and that's an incorrect belief system.
All right. I don't know how much that our 10-year-old caller was able to digest, but I hope some of it got through to him because it was good information there, Cody.
Sometimes I like to get on my pulpit.
The toll-free number...
Speak the good word.
...is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Eric. He's in Chesapeake, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey, guys. What's going on? First off, I'd say long-time caller, first-time listener.
All right. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Wait. Going back to what a young fellow said, in high school, I slept every day in class, never did any homework, got A's and B's on every single one of my tests, still ended up almost failing because I didn't participate. That just shows you the bureaucracy at school.
How are you doing now, Eric? I mean, you didn't do well in high school, but how's your life these days, and how old are you now?
Right now, I'm 33, own my own house, not married, no kids, but I mean, that's, you know, here nor there.
Yep. You own your own house at age 33, I'd say you're doing better than a lot of people.
How do you feel about your marriage? How long have you guys
been married?
He said he's not married, I thought.
Maybe. Oh, did you say you were married?
Not married. Was engaged, but she passed away about a year and a half ago, and...
Whether you're married or not has no bearing on whether or not you'll be a success, right? A lot of people believe that if you don't do well in school, that you can't be a success. And there's plenty of people that show, you know, that you can. And Eric's an example of that, where he's in his early 30s and is already a homeowner. I mean, many Americans...
That's awesome.
That's a dream for a lot of people. And
usually you need a second person in your life to be able to do something
right.
like that.
So it's a real testament to his level of success. Eric, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You share your thoughts on schooling. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free. Number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want here. Let's talk to Dan, listening in Virginia Beach, Virginia, to WNIS. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Hey. Pretty good show tonight.
Welcome.
I think you gave that boy some pretty good advice. You know, to me, the education system is the new slavery of the 21st century. They've got people so far in debt, and they're living their lives to pay off these student loans, and it's just, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, I can tell you, they didn't teach me in school anything about saving money. It's like,
no, and life, yeah, life itself, you know, I didn't have a college education or anything like that, but I found my passion. And once I found my passion, I did a lot of school for my passion.
It's funny.
It wasn't work.
Exactly.
Do they teach you anything about passion in school?
No.
Did they get into that?
No,
did they get
not
into
when I was there.
No.
Do they get into what to believe in something, to really want to, like, to live your life and add something to
the world? Do they teach you entrepreneurship? No, absolutely not.
I hear you guys talk about the Bitcoin thing and a couple of other stuff, and that's what, you know, I was just really curious about, because I hear your little commercial thing kind of quick. I'm trying to figure out exactly what that concept is of the Bitcoin and some of the other financial stuff you're talking about as far as an alternative to credit cards or whatever it is. So
yeah, sure.
That's my real question.
It's more or less an alternative to the currency that has been created by the U.S. government.
Or the rest of the world. It's an alternative to basically government currency. Traditionally, during our lifetimes, currency, money, has been issued by governments and banks. And that's the way it's been for generations of human beings. And what Bitcoin represents is a fundamental paradigm shift in how people think about money or where money comes from. In this case, Bitcoin was created by an anonymous person calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2009. He or she or they, whoever they are, released the Bitcoin code to the world back in 2009, and then they disappeared not very long after that. So no one actually knows who created Bitcoin. But we can be pretty certain that it wasn't the governments or the banks of the world, because basically Bitcoin empowers people by cutting the governments and the banks out of the picture of money. And if you cut governments and banks out of money, then you get a completely new kind of money that actually does what it says it's going to do. It's not subject by political manipulation like money supplies have always historically been subject to. And the amount of a paradigm shift that truly is hard to get across. I mean, it's hard to really express how important of a change that is. Does that make sense?
It's decentralized.
Yes, right. Yes. But how can you participate in that in a practical way for, like, day-to-day living?
Well, it's actually easier now than it's ever been. So when Bitcoin first came out, it was, you know, only something that geeks could do. It was hard to use. And then over the years, people have invested a lot of money into making Bitcoin a lot easier for people to utilize. So there are websites that will actually hook into your bank account and make it easy for you to buy and sell Bitcoin. You can physically go to a Bitcoin vending machine or Bitcoin ATM, purchase it in real life from a machine, and it'll appear on your phone. And it's super easy to use Bitcoin these days as compared to the way it had been maybe 7 or 8 years ago, or seven years ago.
As a currency like that, I mean, can you use it to, say, go buy groceries or?
Oh, good question.
Well, that is kind of an issue, though, right?
Not for me. No, I've got a Bitcoin. Really? I've got a Bitcoin fueled debit card. So it's got the MasterCard logo on it. I send Bitcoin to a Bitcoin address. They then load U.S. dollars based on the amount of Bitcoin that I sent them. They take that Bitcoin and they put U.S. dollars on this debit card. I can go to the grocery store. I can go to Domino's Pizza. I can go almost anywhere and use this card. The only place that's ever been declined was in the State House cafeteria. But otherwise, everywhere I've been, CVS, Domino's, big chain stores, you know, grocery stores, Hannaford Supermarket, you can live off of Bitcoin using these Bitcoin debit cards.
So would you argue that, you know, Bitcoin, it sort of depends on the amount of people who have accepted it as a legitimate currency? Like, the amount of people I've said, like, if I have Bitcoin, that means I have real money.
Well, of course, Bitcoin is dependent on how many people respect it. If Bitcoin wasn't widely accepted around the globe, it wouldn't be worth $620 per Bitcoin or whatever it is worth
today. I mean, because I'm sort of the belief that currency is sort of a faith-based type of thing, right? So a currency is powerful because, you know, an amount of people believe in the currency. So the more people that believe that Bitcoin has sort of a power and an importance and a relevancy, the more value value that Bitcoin is going to eventually have.
Well, not only that, I mean, that's true, because if you look at the U.S. dollar, there's nothing backing it, right, except for that belief that you're talking about.
There's, exactly.
There used to be silver backing to the U.S. dollar, but there hasn't been for decades.
The U.S. dollar is a faith-based currency.
It's totally faith-based. But Bitcoin's better than that, Cody, and the reason why is because Bitcoin actually has something backing it. It has the financial network of people backing it. It has the thousands of nodes on its distributed, decentralized system, so it can't be hacked. That's what's backing Bitcoin. It's the strongest financial transaction network out there known to man. It cannot be hacked. It can't be cracked. And that's why Bitcoin's worth $600+. If the market thought Bitcoin was questionable, if the market thought that Bitcoin was insecure, if the market thought Bitcoin was scary, then it would be worth a fraction of what it is worth today. The fact that it's worth over $600 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin is an indication that this is the most popular currency by at the very least by the market's belief on the
coin. Here's a question for you.
Yes,
because you've given me the right direction. So you, as a person who has used Bitcoin, uses it regularly like this.
Yes.
What do you feel the advantages of that are, other than the obvious that you're not being manipulated by the government and stuff like that? Is there any advantage that you see in using that versus traditional currency?
Big advantage.
There's a sense of privacy, right?
Well, Bitcoin's not private by nature.
Well, I mean, if you're dealing with things, purchases on the black market per se.
Bitcoin can be used for that, just like cash can be used for that. You have to take some extra steps to acquire privacy, though, with it. So by default, Bitcoin is not anonymous. You have to jump through a few hoops to make it more anonymous. But one of the big
how would you do that? Send it through something else?
They have
sort of
what
like,
they call mixers. Mixers.
It digitally launders the currency.
Well, I mean, I
on?
Wouldn't use that terminology for it, but it is a way to obscure the path of where those Bitcoins have gone.
Well, I mean, okay, so it sounds bad when I use that terminology, but isn't that kind of like what's going on?
No. Laundering money is to take the proceeds of an illegal activity and make that money into legal money again, basically. That's what laundering, that's kind of the definition of laundering money. Anybody can put bitcoins into a bitcoin mixer for whatever reason they want to. It's not necessarily because they want to use it for an illegal purpose. And again, laundering money is about cleaning money that was used in illegal purposes,
right?
Not what is going to be used for illegal purposes. But further, mixing bitcoins can simply be because you don't want people to trace what you were doing with them. And that may have nothing to do whatsoever with illegal purposes.
Yeah,
you don't want, your wife to find out what you spent Bitcoin on pornography or something like that.
There's certainly the
illegal possibility
that you want to mix your Bitcoins just to prove a point or whatever. But, I feel like if you're going to go through that amount of security and safety with your currency and the way you can trace it, well, you might have done something that the government might not like.
Well, maybe.
Whether or not I'm going to have a judgment
on it is completely
different.
Hold that thought, Cody. We'll bring it back here. Hold your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-453.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, we talk a lot about the cool stuff happening here in New Hampshire, the libertarian migration that is going on here. There have been a couple thousand people who've moved here now for these various different libertarian migrations. There's the Free State Project. There's the Shire Society. Different groups of folks who love liberty coming here into New Hampshire and getting active. Cody, it's the reason why we're here. It's the reason why many people have come here. This is the largest libertarian enclave, if you will, the state of New Hampshire. And you can learn the 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire by visiting 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free. It's an hour-long documentary film. It's almost 2 years old. It's going to come up on its second anniversary in about a month and a half. 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great movie, and it'll really show you why not only is New Hampshire already the most free place in the United States, but it's also positioned to become even more free with even more thousands of liberty-minded people that are going to be moving in here. We had Dan, I think it was, on the line who was asking us about Bitcoin. He did drop off there a moment ago, and so I just wanted to further answer his question, because when he asked the question about, well, why would people want to use it, you brought up the black market, Cody, and that's probably not the most persuasive reason to, you know, bring up when you're talking about a new currency.
There certainly is a privacy to it. I mean, it's not going to necessarily convince new people into getting into it.
It's not accurate to call Bitcoin a private currency. By its default, it is actually an open book. Bitcoin is a public ledger. So you can look at anyone's wallet address if you know what it is. and you can see every transaction that that person has ever had on that address. Now, the thing is, you can generate new addresses anytime you want to, and you don't have to tell anybody that you've done that. But like with, let's say, Free Talk Live's Bitcoin tip jar page, if you go to the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, if you want to donate some Bitcoin to us, you want to donate Dash, if you want to donate altcoins to us, we have ways to do that there. But that Bitcoin address, I haven't been putting new addresses on that page. So if you want to, you can go and you can look at that address and you can see everybody who's ever sent a donation into Free Talk Live the entire time we've been using that address. So
can you also see things that you've purchased with that address?
In theory, you could see that, but you know, you can't always tell what is being purchased. Like, what you can only see is a bunch of letters and numbers. So you just see the other addresses to which
the Bitcoin was sent. Right.
You probably don't know what those addresses are, but if you do, then you know what they are. Again, it's a public ledger. That's so what the Bitcoin technology is.
You can see the sender and the recipient, but you can't see the reason why the purchase has been made.
Not necessarily.
Essentially.
Not necessarily. Sometimes some addresses are publicly known. So if I were to send Bitcoin to, let's say, LRN.fm, the networks that we're on, it might, you know, there are some blockchain explorers, the blockchain is that public ledger I was telling you about, that have actually labels next to the different addresses because they've been publicly identified. So sometimes you will see some public things on somebody's Bitcoin address. So you have to take steps to ensure privacy. So privacy isn't really a reason to use Bitcoin because by default it's not. There are ways to make it more private, and you can look into that if you'd like. But one of the real, I think, persuasive points about Bitcoin is that there's no fee to receive a payment. So anybody who's ever received money on a credit card or PayPal or something like that.
PayPal is horrible.
It's probably used to the 2.9% or so that they charge. And I know PayPal is a 30-cent per transaction fee in addition to the 2.9%. And so if somebody were to send you $100 via PayPal and they weren't your friend, because I guess there's a way to send via friends and family on PayPal and they don't take the fee. But if you do, your normal kind of fee is going to be 3%.
Every time I've done business on PayPal, there's always been a fee.
Yeah, for business purchases, there's always a fee.
And not only that, so it's like, so if it's sitting on my PayPal account, I can't use that until that's in my bank.
Correct.
Okay, so, you know, if somebody gives me a PayPal donation, not only is a percentage going to be taken away from that, from the PayPal fee,
2.9%.
But I'm also going to have to wait 2 to 3 business days for that to actually go to my bank account. So I have to wait 2 or 3 days and also have a certain amount of money taken away from that donation or payment.
If I give you $100 worth of Bitcoin, I pay to send the Bitcoin to you. So the sender actually pays the very, very small fee, which is much smaller than generally what you'll pay to a credit card company.
Yeah.
The sender is paying that, so you receive all $100 worth of the Bitcoin.
Makes sense.
And so that, to me, is one of the most persuasive reasons why people want to use Bitcoin, besides the fact that you're cutting out the banks, besides the fact you're cutting out the governments, you get a really resilient currency that you can send anywhere in the world in an instant and, you know, send it anywhere. And you don't have to worry about, like, so if you're sending Bitcoin to, let's say, Hong Kong, you've got U.S. dollars. The person in Hong Kong may decide they want to use Hong Kong dollars. They're the local currency there. So the old way of doing things would be you'd have to transfer your U.S. dollars into Hong Kong dollars and pay some bank or whoever a whole bunch of money to transfer from one currency to another. Here, if you both use Bitcoin, you just send the guy Bitcoin and then let him do with that what he pleases. If he wants to turn that into Hong Kong dollars, that's his business. But you don't have to worry about that anymore. So Bitcoin is it's a truly international currency.
It's universal,
That helps connect people all around the globe. Think about people who have, let's say, family, like back in India. Like I've been into a gas station, you know, you've got the Indian guy behind the counter. He's got family back in India. I've talked to some of these folks before and like, hey, have you heard about Bitcoin? No, they haven't heard about it. They're used to sending Western Union or MoneyGram, old money services where it's like $5, $10 just to send $5 or $10 or whatever, right? Like there's huge fees.
They're outdated. They're outdated big time.
Right.
Yeah.
Bitcoin can do what they do without any of the support structure. You know, like with Western Union, they've got a huge customer service department that's always dealing with fraud and issues of, you know, scam artists and all kinds of stuff. Problems with the network, people's, you know, money's not coming through. It's a mess. And signing up for one of those services is a huge hassle. You've got to give up all your privacy to them. You have to identify yourself to send the money. You have to identify yourself to receive. So with Bitcoin, all of that's done with. There's no customer service for Bitcoin. There is no Bitcoin company. You can't even call anybody. It just works. You send the money to the address requested, and it appears there. You don't need a customer service department for that. So, there's a lot of reasons to check it out. I'd recommend going to Bitcoin.com to learn more about it. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Knowles in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Knowles.
Hi.
Hi, Knowles. You're on here.
I wanted to discuss about music.
Sure.
Yep.
You got a drummer right here on the air with you. Cody O'Connor is a drummer by trade.
Really? That's really cool.
Yeah. So yeah. What about music?
I like to sing and rap.
Okay.
Sing and rap. All right, cool.
So, like, have you performed in I guess you don't perform in a band if you're a rapper. Like, have you performed on stage, done some freestyle?
I was actually in a camp, and we had to write our own song. And it was like you had a whole bunch of people, and I had to write a song. And it was really cool.
So why is rap important to you? Is it about kind of like being in the moment?
It's the bitches. That's why.
No. I think with rap and with music in general, it's about being in the moment. It's about getting into that flow state of mind where you're outside of your head and you're not held back by your fears and anxiety. And, you know, you just, you're in this creative process at this very fast-paced speed, and there is nothing
in
your
mind. It's just flowing through you. Basically.
Right, there's nothing in your mind holding you back. It just comes through. There's no filter process. It just comes out without any kind of filter. Is that kind of how you look at rap?
Yeah, there's that. And then I also look at it myself as, you know, everybody has their story, and if my story can help show someone they're not the only one, then that's kind of cool to do, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, too, is just like, you know, people connect with music because, you know, they'll find a song where they're like, oh, there's somebody who feels exactly like I feel at this moment in this time.
Well, it's also a universal language, too, right? So, like, even if you can't even understand, it's still nice to listen to music, even though the lyrics may be in a foreign language, just because it speaks to everybody. Knowles, good call. Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Michael in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Cody on the Live Saturday Show.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
I'd like to say I'm 34, and when I was 4 on Christmas Eve, I remember seeing Santa Claus in the air, and I think my mother reinforced that the next day by saying, well, you didn't go to sleep, and that's why you saw him up there just circling. And then when I was 10, my mother and my pastor or whatever, you know, I remember talking to Jesus because of them.
You talked to Jesus? Tell him hi for me.
I don't know where this is going. Hang on, Michael. I want to bring you back here. If you can hang through the news, we'll bring you back. I don't know where this is going. We're talking about Santa Claus, Jesus. Are we hallucinating here? What's going on? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yummy!